Good morning, it's Wednesday, the 9th day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. It will be sunny and quite chilly on Wednesday with high temperatures forecast to reach the mid-40s. Lows will fall to near freezing, so have your ice scraper handy in the morning. Now on with today's top stories. Months of cooling demand in the residential home market in Pierce County continued in October amid higher interest rates and the seasonal slowdown accompanying a nationwide slowdown. In its October home sales report, the Northwest Multiple Listing Service showed that in Pierce County pending sales for existing single-family homes was down 42.87%, while listings were up more than 107% from a year ago. Closed sales for homes were down more than 34%, with the median closed sale price for the county at $535,000. Up 2.88% from a year ago but down from September's $538,000. The news follows Redfin's recent report also showing a steep decline in pending sales in October compared with 2021, with pending sales in the Tacoma Metro down nearly 50% from same time last year. Matthew Gardner, chief economist at Windermere Real Estate, said he expects regional home values will turn modestly negative in 2023, but added, quote, those who hope to pick up a home on the cheap are likely in for a long wait. End quote. A woman was on her first date with a man Saturday in Steilacoom when her former boyfriend walked up to the car the two were in and started shooting, according to charges filed Tuesday. The man, age 19, was killed, and the woman suffered life-threatening injuries. She was shot 4 times in the chest and shoulder. Neither victim has been publicly identified. Prosecutors wrote in charging documents that surveillance footage showed the accused gunman dropping the woman off at St. Joseph Medical Center and fleeing without speaking with hospital staff. Emilio Anthony Joseph John, age 21, was charged in Pierce County Superior Court with first and second degree murder, first degree attempted murder and first degree assault. During arguments for bail, Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Wesley Yu said the woman John is accused of shooting is still in critical condition, and it's unclear if she will survive. He said John was in possession of 4 firearms when he was arrested. According to court records, those included 3 handguns and a shotgun. Bail was set at $1.5 million. The exact relationship between John and the woman he is accused of shooting is unclear. Tacoma-based Columbia Banking System this week announced the sale of 7 banks in Washington and Oregon and 3 in California in a divestment action as part of its merger with Portland-based Umpqua Holdings Corporation. The 2 banking systems announced their merger plans in October 2021. In Monday's announcements, Columbia said the sell-offs were to satisfy U.S. Department of Justice requirements for Columbia's pending merger with Umpqua. The Washington and Oregon properties are being sold to First Security Bank of Washington, while the 3 in California are being sold to First Northern Bank, a wholly owned subsidiary of First Northern Community Bancorp. The Washington/Oregon agreement includes approximately $510 million in deposits and approximately $76 million in loans, as well as owned real estate and fixed assets associated with the branches. A Tacoma man arrested last week on suspicion of filming himself sexually abusing children was a nanny to 1 victim for several years, according to charges filed Monday. Alan Stanley Spurl, age 40, was charged in Pierce County Superior Court with first-degree rape of a child, first-degree child molestation, 5 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor and 3 counts related to possessing and distributing depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. Bail was set at $250,000. Court records show Spurl does not have a felony criminal history in Pierce County. Investigators located photos and videos of Spurl sexually abusing 1 9-year-old boy and sexually explicit images of another boy, 12. According to the Declaration for Determination of Probable Cause, Spurl was alive and nanny to the older boy from 2017 to 2019. According to charging documents, detectives were investigating cyber tips sent by Google to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children regarding concerns of manufactured child pornography. A state representative who was alleged to have engaged in rude, disrespectful and demeaning conduct in violation of the Washington State House of Representatives Respectful Workplace Policy has challenged the complaint. Representative Melanie Morgan, a Democrat who represents 29th District, filed an appeal supplement with the House of Representatives Chief Clerk Bernard Dean on Friday. Morgan's lawyer Edward Earl Younglove III wrote in the supplement that the report was widely publicized, unfairly damning Representative Morgan in the public eye as abusive, a bully, and retaliatory. Younglove wrote prior to the investigative report and to the appeal, they requested the investigative report not to be publicly released until after the appeal, which was denied by Dean. He wrote they requested the claims in the investigative report to be attributed to its source. The report, authored by Seattle attorney Cheryl Willard, concluded Morgan engaged in conduct that was perceived by multiple individuals to be abusive and bullying, and Morgan's complaints constituted retaliation and was an adverse employment action. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.